The manufacture of these glasses you see here.
Dieter Jahr is busy bending a piece of stainless steel wire on a small wooden box. He calls it his magical box, filled with different tools like hammers, pliers, and the simple bending machine that works like a clamp. It's the smallest factory in the world.
This step of the frame is done by the bending machine. Okay. And we have very accurate measurements here in the U-wire.
The 72-year-old places a plate under the wire and uses the clamp-like tool to bend the flexible steel until it is at 90 degrees. What he's making is going to form one of the temples that will hold the pair of glasses in place over the ears. With great precision, Jahr then measures 3 millimeters of wire, puts it skillfully back into the bending machine, and continues his work. Jahr explains that the bridge, or nose curve, of the glasses is especially difficult to make. Perfection needs a lot of practice, he says, laughing.
Use of this machine is very easy. It needs no electricity and needs no maintenance. And if the manufacturer is trained to do this, it is a very good tool. And we have good experience in the African workshops there.
Dieter Jahr needs less than 25 minutes to produce a pair of glasses. And after fixing both lenses into the frame, he proudly shows me the result. A steel frame with purple ear padding on the temples and small purple beads on the right and left sides of the glasses. Jahr works from his drawing room in Munich. After retiring as a chemical scientist, he is now one of several dozen trainers working for the $1 glasses project. He has conducted training sessions abroad, for example in Malawi.
In my experience, it demonstrates the principle of the production is very easy. All the trainees are able to understand the process, but the problem is you have to get used to the different steps and you need a sort of routine in the work.
The $1 glasses project is the brainchild of school teacher Martin Aufmuth. 42-year-old Aufmuth was inspired by the book Out of Poverty, written by American activist Paul Pollock. In the book, Pollock explained how important glasses are to help poor people to rise out of poverty, but that at the same time, millions of poor people can't afford them because they live on just $1 or $2 a day.
And this was the day I started to think about the idea to make a system which is cheap, affordable eyeglasses and robust eyeglasses for developing countries. I started to look at existing patents, what already has been in this sector. I also did experiments with different kinds of material, also wires.
Martin Aufmuth started the project 5 years ago in his backyard in Erlangen, a town in southern Germany, which is now the headquarters of the $1 glasses project. He had to do a lot of research to find the right steel to make the sturdy frames. The unbreakable polycarbonate used for the lenses is produced in China.
The $1 glasses are called $1 glasses because the material costs about $1, €1, and they should be affordable for people living on $1 or less a day.
Though the production materials are cheaper, the $1 glasses are sold at a slightly higher price to make the system self-sufficient. The whole system is decentralized. Volunteers like Dieter Jahr work from different cities across Germany in order to support the project. They are in constant contact with Martin Aufmuth and headquarters to support the growing number of people working in African countries to spread the $1 glasses. Several hundred people in Africa are now making $1 glasses across the continent for adults and children, like Princess Mlanga. 6-year-old Princess Mlanga attends a school in Chilupsaya village in Malawi. Her mother explains how Princess's teacher used to complain that her daughter did not pay attention in class.
He said your child is always the last student in the class to deliver her school assignments. Princess even writes down letters and numbers which were not written on the blackboard. That's what a primary teacher told me when I asked.
It turned out the girl could not see properly, and all she needed was a pair of glasses. Once she received the $1 glasses, her life changed, her mother says.
I was happy the other day to see her coming home with the new glasses. She could see clearly without any problem. In the next school term, her performance in school improved very quickly.
Yeah. Like Little Princess, some 25,000 children and adults across several countries already wear $1 glasses. Trained local experts conduct eye tests first to pick the right lenses from a standard choice, ranging from -6 to +6 diopters. These standard glasses do not fit special requirements, but they are useful for many people who are near or far-sighted. The lenses, the wire for the frames, and the wooden toolboxes are provided by $1 glasses in Germany. Country heads in Africa and South America keep track of the material used and request fresh supplies from Germany whenever they run out. At first, it was not easy to find the right partners in Africa, says Achim Albrecht, the project's business developer. He explains that many local administrations were skeptical and local opticians saw the project as a threat to their business. A lot of creativity was needed, he says.
And very good channel is the church, for example. So usually the priest in the church announces in 3-4 weeks time, $1 glasses will come. Please collect the money until then and be prepared. And then a lot of people will come to the church. Our outreach team will also go there.
Apart from churches, the teams also contact schools and village heads and send a mobile team to villages to spread the glasses among those in need. The project already works with communities in Malawi, Burkina Faso, Benin, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Brazil and Bolivia.
And he is at that moment of time...
You're talking about the lenses, right? Yeah. Lenses or...
Yeah.
There's a growing network of sponsors and supporters worldwide, as Claudia Witwer explains. She is part of the public relations team for the project.
We have the Else Kröner Fresenius Foundation that support our activities, especially in Malawi. And then we have the Siemens Foundation. This foundation supports our activities specifically in our project country in Burkina Faso. And the rest is a lot of sponsors, actually private donors, private sponsors, companies. So it's quite spread.
Their long-term aim is even more ambitious, says $1 Glasses founder Martin Aufmuth.
Our goal is to reach 150 million people worldwide with our eyeglasses. So it's still a long and hard way to reach so many people, but I'm optimistic, yeah.
Next up, the project is planning to expand activities to countries in South Asia, including India and Bangladesh.